Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Tough Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, April 25th. The grains closed mixed, with July corn up 9 cents, 7.98. July wheat down 2¾ cents at 10.72½, and July beans down 12¾ cents at 16.75¼. Could have been a lot worse out here today. The corn closed 16 off its lows. The wheat closed about 17 off its lows. The beans almost 20 cents off the lows. So again, it could have been worse. The crude oil rallied, during the day, a better part of $3-$3.50 off its lows. We were about $7 lower at one point. It's going to close down $3.53 a barrel at $98.54. But the dollar was strong here, up 57 ticks, new contract high and high close. Overall, I think the corn rebounded on the fact that most people think tonight's crop progress reports are going to really show poor progress, and I would agree with that. I can't believe we won't be behind the five-year averages on planting. The beans came back a little bit again. I think they were a little oversold going into the crop progress report tonight, and they came back, as did the wheat. Again, you know, we expect, you know, not great numbers out of the wheat. I think it's going to be the spring plantings are a problem. Minneapolis wheat was up 16½. Winter wheat in Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Texas, all under a lot of stress. We've seen the fires in Nebraska. So none of that helps anything out here. So I think we overdid it a little bit when the crude was down so much and then managed to come back. I would think that we'd see probably higher prices tomorrow on corn and beans. Maybe the wheat, too. I would think, I think all three will be higher here tomorrow. But overall, you know, we just don't have the same upside enthusiasm. As I've mentioned before, we're starting to see rotation in these grain markets, meaning markets go from higher to lower back to higher, and from lower to higher to lower. And that's a sign to me that the algorithms don't have as much control of this thing as they've had in the past. So without that, I think it's going to be a little bit harder to sustain rallies out here. The export inspections this morning were good on the corn. I think it was 1.6 on the corn. It was light on the beans. Let me get you the exact number. The beans were 602. The corn was 165, and the wheat was only 288. Very poor numbers there. So overall, you know, I think that we still have the same problem with wheat, the demand issue. We know that Russians are selling wheat. They're selling crude oil. They're selling the crude oil considerably under world prices. So I think that ultimately weighs on this crude oil even more, and I think that's a little bit of a bearish factor in the beans. What's bullish out here, in my opinion, is the weather. It's still going to be cold and wet for the next week or 10 days. That certainly doesn't help things. The China situation, not getting any better, COVID there, that's a little bit bearish, certainly. The bean oil was now 43 ticks today. It came back a penny and a half off its lows. It came back 2 cents off its lows on thoughts that the palm oil reports on Friday, they weren't talking about palm oil, refined palm oil. They were talking about the raw products. So that's not going to have much impact on the soy oil. And when we made contract highs off of the news on Friday, it certainly wasn't the case. So again, a lot of mixed signals out here. I think the underlying factor for corn and wheat for the time being is the weather. For the beans, I think it's COVID in China. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.